Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey there, listener. How's it going? It's Lucas back here again with another episode. Thanks for sticking with me if you're listening to this, because I know that before my previous episode, which I just made about the most valuable metric when it comes to content, I kind of dropped off the face of the earth with the podcast for like a year. And so I do appreciate those of you still listening to the podcast. I do want to give you a quick update before we get into the article today about my newsletter, Boosted by the Truth. I just finished my first book ever just 2 days ago, and I am now offering it to people for free. Now, if you head over to my Substack link, which I give in my intro recording, you'll be able to get that free book if you subscribe to my free newsletter. And so if you want to take a look at what my free book is about, go ahead and subscribe to that link that I give in the intro recording. Now, today for this episode, I want to talk to you about asking for the sale. And this is a topic that I feel like is kind of, and for at least my personal circumstances, my personal story with this, it's a little minor. But for some other people, it could mean a bigger deal, especially for people who are particularly more agreeable, let's say, people who are less inclined to do things because they don't want to be bothering people or feel like they're bothering people, you know what I mean? And so let's go ahead and talk about my story really quick about what this whole episode is about for asking for the sale. So when I first started my newsletter almost a week ago now, it's been maybe like 5 days since I officially launched it, I posted several Instagram stories asking for email subscriptions, and this was on my personal Instagram account. I now have two different Instagram accounts, and on my personal one, you know, people who know me in person, in real life, I posted a story there, you know, hoping that people who knew me and people who liked me, at least liked me enough to follow me on social media, I hoped that some of them would at least be willing to give me their email to subscribe to my newsletter, which I just launched for free to give people free value. And so I did say that I posted several stories about this newsletter. Guess how many people gave me their email when I posted about this on Instagram? Zero. Yeah. So I had a bunch of people who I knew in person who didn't give me their emails. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of hurt. Now, I'm not exactly super duper close to these people. You know, I know them and we get along. I would say the vast majority of them who saw those stories, they weren't qualified as friends. You know, they're people I get along with. And so maybe our bond wasn't close enough for them to want to give me their email. Maybe they just weren't interested in the kinds of content that I had to offer through my newsletter, but regardless of their reasoning, it hurt me a little bit that nobody gave me their email. However, when I met some of these people in person and I told them about my newsletter and I asked them if they'd be interested in giving me their email to subscribe to my newsletter, they said yes. And you know, this is interesting because in my mind, when these people didn't give me their email address, it felt like that was their way of saying that they weren't interested in my content, they didn't want to support me, you know, they weren't supporting me on my content creation journey. And so that's what I felt like initially. But I figured, maybe I'll ask them in person, let's see if the answer is different. And this is what I mean by asking for the sale. You know, sometimes you can't, like, people do things on social media that isn't always an accurate representation of who they are in person. And so I felt like maybe giving them a chance because, Maybe the lack of email submissions wasn't necessarily out of spite or anything like that. Maybe they just kind of glossed through the story. You know, people kind of gloss their stories sometimes and they don't really pay attention to what's being written in them. And so I did ask some of the people who saw my story, well, not whether they saw it or not, I didn't really pay attention to, but I asked people in person for email addresses and people said yes. And so this is what I mean by asking for the sale. I feel like people, if you want to, let's see, how am I going to try to phrase this? You can't be afraid of, like, don't take something at face value, especially if it's something that occurs on social media. If you want something, I feel like you should go and ask for it. And I understand that it's not always an easy thing to do, especially if you feel like asking people for things is somehow inconveniencing or burdening them. I totally get that. But if you understand your value, if you understand what you have to offer, the worst thing that can happen once you quote unquote pitch someone is that they say no. And I would also recommend being very clear about that. If somebody rejects your offer, don't take it personally. Like, I understand my content isn't for everybody. You know, not everybody is interested in getting a free weekly newsletter where I talk about motivation, perspective, self-improvement, things like that. You know, not everybody in the world needs that kind of thing. Just like how if you had a newsletter about cooking or a newsletter about golf, you know, not everybody's going to be interested in what you're offering. And so I would definitely make that a point to keep in mind. You know, don't take your rejections personally, but more importantly than that, don't be afraid to ask for the sale to begin with. It kind of applies to the same thing with like dating. You know, don't be afraid to ask the person out. That's kind of like asking for the sale. Not exactly the same thing, but it's a similar concept. You know, both of those ideas, what they have in common is that you ask for something. And I think, you know, I want to encourage people not to be afraid to ask. You know, I always talk about how if you ask, if you try, there's a chance that there's going to be a yes. And if you never try, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. And I'm sure you've heard some variation of that idea in some quote somewhere. And it's very true, you know. Sometimes you just got to ask for the sale. And don't be afraid to do it either, because you end up sabotaging yourself, basically, if you are too afraid to ask. Sometimes in life, things will be handed to you. You know, sometimes you don't always have to go out there. Sometimes an offer comes to you. You know, maybe, like I actually had the other day, I was really, really happy about this. I had like eight or so people I have never met, never heard of, kind of back to back subscribe to my newsletter. And I don't even know where these people found me. I don't even know where they came from. But I got notifications about like eight or so people who subscribed to my newsletter. Like, stuff like that happens. You know, you don't always have to ask for the sale. Sometimes people will give you the sale without you even asking for it, which is great. But, you know, I actually wrote about this long time ago. I compared what I consider an offense mindset and a defense mindset. A defense mindset is where you basically wait for life to happen to you. You wait for things to come to you. You wait for food to bring itself on the plate in front of you, versus an offense mindset, where you go out there and go after what you want. You ask for the sale. You're proactive. That's the difference. Proactive versus reactive. And I would definitely recommend doing what you can to be more proactive in your life. You know, take responsibility for what happens around you. Ask for the sale. Don't wait for the sale to come to you. And when people start doing that, when they start taking responsibility, they take action, I think that's what leads to really significant change. You know, when you take charge of your life, then you can steer yourself in directions that even you'd be surprised with. And so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up right there. Don't be afraid to ask for the sale. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com, which is Lucashawthorneat substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/lucashawthorne, which is linktr.ee/lucashawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.